Americans are too busy living their lives to look beyond the headlines and wonder what secrets these people may have taken to their graves. Among those in the know, eyebrows are raised, and even a few quiet questions asked. But ultimately, a blind eye is turned, and life goes on. To seek answers from this dark community is a very dangerous thing. It is the world of covert operations, and it is a very real but unseen part of our government's foreign and sometimes domestic policy. It is bigger than any one person. It is the third option, and it is one that is not always used by wise and honorable men. Through the darkness, the man moved from tree to tree, working his way toward the large house. The 19th century estate, located 40 miles south of Hamburg, Germany, spanned 112 acres of beautiful rolling forest and farmland. The man had already studied hundreds of photographs of the property and its owner. Some of the photos were snapped from satellites orbiting the Earth thousands of miles up, but most were taken by the surveillance team that had been in place for the last week. The assassin had arrived from America only this afternoon and wanted to see with his own eyes what he was up against. For the second time since leaving the cottage, he stopped dead in his tracks and listened. He thought he had heard something behind him. The narrow path that he trod was covered with a fresh bed of golden pine needles. He moved to the path's edge and slowly looked back. Without his night vision scope, he could see no more than 10 feet. Mitch Rapp had been trying not to use the scope. He wanted to make sure he could find his way down the path without it, but something was telling him he wasn't alone. Rapp extracted a 9mm Glock automatic from his pocket and quietly screwed a suppressor onto the end of it. Then he grabbed a 4-inch tubular pocket scope, flipped the operating switch to on, and held it up to his right eye. The path before him was instantly illuminated with a strange green and black light. After 5 minutes of patiently waiting, Rapp began to wonder if it wasn't a deer or some other creature that had made the noise. He put the pocket scope away, but decided to keep his gun out. He'd not made it to the ripe old age of 32 by being careless and sloppy. Like any true professional, he knew when the time was right to take chances and when to cut and run. Rapp continued for another quarter of a mile, going the rest of the way to the house through the underbrush. He stopped behind a tree at the edge of the forest, listening and watching, taking everything in. He didn't like what he saw. There was a lot of open space between the forest and the house. There were some gardens that he could weave his way through, but it would be hard to stay silent on the paths of crushed rock. Surveillance cameras covered the other avenues, and there was twice the open space to traverse. The only good news was that there were no pressure pads, microwave beams, or motion sensors to deal with. Officially, Mitch Rapp had nothing to do with the U.S. government. Unofficially, he had been working for the CIA since graduating from Syracuse University more than a decade ago. Rapp had been selected to join a highly secretive counterterrorism group known as the Orion Team. The CIA had honed Rapp's raw athleticism and intelligence into a lethal efficiency. The few people he allowed to get close to him knew him as a successful entrepreneur who had started a small computer consulting business that required frequent travel. To keep things legitimate, Rapp often did conduct business while abroad, but not on this trip. He had been sent to kill a man who had already been warned twice. Rapp studied the area for almost 30 minutes. If someone was in the woods, there was no sense in walking right into a trap. From the intelligence summary, he knew there was another footpath due south of the one he had come in on. It appeared less frequented and was overgrown. He took it and worked his way back toward the cottage. Rapp had been doing this work for almost 10 years, and he was ready to get out. In fact, this would probably be his last job. He had met the right woman the previous spring, and it was time to settle down. The CIA did not want to let him go, but that was tough. He had already given enough. 10 years of doing what he did for a living was a lifetime. He was lucky to be getting out in one piece and with a marginally sound mind. The path ended at a dirt road. Rapp walked a little over a mile until he came to the cottage. The shades were drawn, and smoke drifted from the chimney. He approached the door, knocked twice, paused for a second, and then knocked